This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Patrick Fitzgerald, please note the following medical letter, period. Patrick is P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old male, height 5'7" tall, weight 240 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about June 18th, 2024, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. He was in a 2003 Dodge Dakota pickup truck, period. No airbags deployed, but the patient was rear-ended at a stop sign, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his entire back and head, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in his neck, low back, and headaches, period. New paragraph. The neck pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, injections, and chiropractic care, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a stiff and sharp pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The low back pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, chiropractic care, and an injection, period. It is a constant dull aching pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It was initially down his entire right leg, but that improved with shots, period. He does occasionally have pain down both legs. It occurs approximately 3 times a week, and the duration is approximately 12 hours, period. The pain down the legs occurs with pins, needles, and numbness, period. New paragraph. The patient's headaches were treated with medication and an injection in the neck, period. The location is the back of the head, period. It radiates to the front, period. It is an intermittent pain, approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching and throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day the ambulance took him to Eskenazi Hospital. He was treated and released. He did have a CAT scan and exam, period. He was seen by a chiropractor several times and referred to performance wellness, where he had physical therapy and chiropractic care for approximately 3 months, period. He was referred to pain management a few times, period. He did have an injection of cortisone in his neck and 2 in his low back, period. He did have an MRI at Reyes. And the MRI did show abnormalities, period. He was seen at pain management as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, walking over a block, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, driving over an hour, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include naproxen, comma, ibuprofen, comma, and blood pressure medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medicine, naproxen, comma, exercises, comma, and hot soaks, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, bipolar disease, comma, borderline personality, comma, depression, comma, arthritis, comma, and diverticulitis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for the left knee, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient had in the past rare migraines, but the present headaches are different, period. The patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient's low back was treated chiropractically for approximately 4 years because of arthritis in both knees causing spinal malalignment, period. The patient did have chiropractic care to his entire spinal area for back malalignment that was not traumatic, period. The patient, as I mentioned, did have entire spinal pain prior to this automobile accident, but the pain in the neck was minimal until this automobile accident, period. The patient states that his neck was 90% worse and his low back was 50% worse after this automobile accident, period. The patient was not involved in any automobile accidents that required treatment. Period. He's been involved in minor automobile accidents, period. He had a work injury of in his left knee in 1990 where he had a torn ACL and had surgery approximately 20 years ago, period. He was seen at Eskenazi Emergency Room one time for low back pain, had x-rays and told he was okay, and it resolved in approximately 3 weeks, period. The patient did not have a herniated or slip disc in his low back before this automobile accident, period. The numbness down both legs is 50% worse after this present automobile accident, period. He did have some chiropractic care to the neck before this July of 2024 injury, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is involved in warehouse work, period. He was given disability 4 years ago for mental disorders, and as a result, he did not miss work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some pertinent studies. Emergency room report, Eskenazi, June 18th, 2024. 60-year-old male with a history of chronic back pain presents to the emergency department for evaluation of body ache after an MVC, period. Was a restrained driver at a stop sign when a dump truck rear-ended his vehicle, period. Patient was complaining of bilateral upper and lower extremity paresthesias that have been going on for the past 2 years, period. Reports they are now worse after the accident, period. CT of the head performed, no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, period. CT of the cervical spine, no acute cervical fracture, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis, one, no acute traumatic findings in the abdomen or pelvis, period. 2, findings suggestive of acute sigmoid diverticulitis, period. CT of the chest, no acute traumatic findings in the chest, period. Assessment plan, presenting to the emergency department for evaluation of body aches after MVC, period. He arrives in a cervical collar due to his report of midline cervical pain, period. CT of the head, comma, C-spine without evidence of intracranial or cervical abnormality, period. CT chest shows evidence of esophagitis, period. Will prescribe omeprazole for this period. His CT abdomen pelvis showed evidence of acute diverticulitis, comma. Patient does have a history of complicated diverticulitis, period. Will treat with antibiotics. Patient discharged in stable condition, period. End of report. Reyes radiology, MRI of the cervical spine, August 7th, 2024. Conclusions, 1, annular bulging at C3-4, contact the anterior cord. Number 2, 1 millimeter AP left foraminal herniation / osteophyte at T1-2. 3, annular bulging C5-6, indents the anterior thecal sac. 4, annular bulging C4-5, end of report. Reyes radiology, MRI of the lumbar spine, August 7th, 2024. Conclusion, bulge at L3-4 causes encroachment upon the right L4 root, period. L4-L5, annular bulge. Annular bulging L1-2 and L2-3, period. End of report. Priority Pain Solutions, July 30th, 2024, presents for consultation and exam for injuries sustained in MVC on June 18th, 2024, period. Patient reports anxiety and depression from MVA, period. Reports having headaches, neck, low back, period. Chief complaints today are low back, neck, headaches, period. On physical examination, tender to palpation over the cervical vertebra, period. Tender to palpation over the paracervical muscles. Limited range of motion on cervical left / right lateral rotation, comma. Limited range of motion on cervical forward flexion / hyperextension, period. Dexamethasone placed, period. Assessment plan, acute post-traumatic headache, comma, cervical strain, comma, cervical algia, comma, low back pain, comma, low back strain, comma, and NVA, period. End of report. Performance wellness notes, September 10th, 2024, documented abnormal range of motions in the cervical and lumbar regions. Their treatment plan consisted of chiropractic manipulative treatment, comma, electrical muscle stimulation, comma, heat therapy, comma, massage, comma, mechanical traction, comma, therapeutic exercises, comma, and dry hydrotherapy, period. End of report. Another note from Performance Wellness South, July 9th, 2024, diagnosis. I have diagnosed this patient with acute post-traumatic headache, comma, strain of the cervical ligaments, comma, strain of thoracic spine ligaments, comma, sprain of lumbar ligaments, comma, strain of sacroiliac joint, comma, strain of cervical spine muscles, comma, strain of thoracic spine muscles, comma, strain of a lumbar spine, comma, myalgia, comma, and MVC car versus car, period. Treatment plan is therapies in conjunction with chiropractic manipulative therapy, period. End of report. Note from Performance Wellness South, September 26, 2024. Patient has improved and has reached pre-MVC status period. Patient is being released and is instructed continue performing therapeutic exercises at home, period. End of report. I did review the bills from Performance Wellness, totaling $24,160, period. I find this amount appropriate and reasonable for the care that they provided, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 18, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Due to this injury, there was a 6-centimeter vertical occipital scar, period. There were unrelated scars in the vertical lower abdominal area due to old trauma, period. There were scars to the left lateral knee from old reconstructive surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the spine revealed tenderness in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas, period. In the cervical area, thyroid was normal. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 22 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, right 28 degrees, comma, rotation diminished by 8 degrees on the left, comma, and 12 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat on palpation and diminished strength, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed diminished extension at 8 degrees and flexion at 10 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar area revealed diminished flexion at 32 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. There was a loss in normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees right and 86 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the dorsal right foot and the anterior lower leg, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1. Cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, bulging disc at C3-4, comma, C5-6, comma, and C4-5, period. Number 2, thoracic strain, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and herniated nucleus pulposus at T1-2. Number 3, lumbar strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, bulging disc at L3-4, comma, L4-5, comma, L1-2, comma, and L2-3. Number 4, cephalgia, comma, and aggravation of post-traumatic, let me rephrase number 4, cephalgia aggravation and post-traumatic cephalgia, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 18, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is permanency in the cervical region, upper thoracic region, and also the lumbar region, period. By permanency, I mean that there will be persistent pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions for the remainder of the entire life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all three areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. More chiropractic care would be approximately $800, $1,800. More chiropractic care would be approximately $1,800, period. Surgery was not discussed with the patient, but certainly should be considered for the herniated and bulging disc, period. Ongoing medication will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Back injections will cost approximately $3,000, period. A TENS unit will be $500, period. A back brace will cost $250. You need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed... Scratch that. I have performed an IME, and the purpose of this was... However, we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.